What's up, y'all? I'm Wild Thang, and welcome to another great episode of The Bullshit Report, proudly sponsored by LiquorLollipops.com. Check them out online for great tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor-flavored hard candy. NFL is one tough business. Just ask Joe Burrow or Tom Brady. Both quarterbacks kicked off the 2020 NFL season today, and both were humbled with losses. On one end of the spectrum, you have Joe Burrow, All-American quarterback, hot shot, fresh off of an unbelievable season, a historical run for the Louisiana State University Tigers, LSU. Dude threw for 60 touchdowns last year. I mean, like, he came in and just started whooping ass like Bruce Lee in the action movie last year. Some of the things he did at LSU may never be done again. So, he's riding the wave of success, you know, from what he achieved in college, and he parlays that into becoming the number one overall draft pick for the Cincinnati Bengals, for your Cincinnati Bengals. And, he comes out there. He does a few good things. Scores a rushing touchdown. But it was nothing close to the fireworks that he displayed in college. You know, the NFL guys is made up of the best of the best of the best of the best. So when you get an opportunity to see a running back do something that the league has never seen, or a wide receiver like Michael Thomas last year catch 150 passes, or, you know, a quarterback like Pat Mahomes break all kind of passing records, you know, you got to stop and think, like, man, these guys are playing against the best of the best of the best of the best. And, you know, when you're that good, you kind of make it look easy. But don't get it misconstrued. Nothing about the NFL is easy. It's way more players that have played that have been unsuccessful than players that have played that have been successful. And that moves us to our next case study, which is Tom Brady. Man, Tom Brady may be one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He's right up there in my list of top quarterbacks with Joe Montana and Warren Moon. And, you know, he's just done some phenomenal things throughout his whole career. This year marks, what, his 19th season? Like some crazy number like that. And for the most part, he's never endured a losing season in his career. As we all know, he's been to the Super Bowl 6 times with the New England Patriots. He's hailed as the greatest quarterback, at least, of our generation. So, you know, we're toward the ends of his career, and he decides he wants to get out of New England. He wants to go to a warmer climate, you know, change of scenery. So he goes to Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers. As a lot of people know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers haven't won much of anything for ever. But Brady still goes. And he takes his winning leadership with him down to South Florida. And all kind of players have followed him. You know, you got Rob Gronkowski. You got Shady McCoy. You got Leonard Fournette, too. That's only to add to what they got on defense. And, you know, it's staggering the amount of talent that Tampa Bay was able to accumulate in this short a period of time. You know, from the time they signed Tom Brady to right now beginning the season, they, like, gotten a lot of talent. But nonetheless, today, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were humbled and lost to another old head, Drew Brees, and the New Orleans Saints. And what it shows you is that, you know, you can be a generational talent. You can be a great player, But man, the NFL is real, real, real tough. You know, we like to look at LeBron James and study his career and look at how whenever he moved teams, how he was able to make an impact and help uplift the team. And we like to associate that to other sports like football. And very rarely does one player make the type of impact that a single player on a basketball court can make. And the same thing can be said about Tom Brady. For all of his accolades, for all of his wisdom, for all of his supremacy and with the things he's been able to accomplish, you know, he's just another player. And until he builds chemistry with his teammates, then he's going to continue just to be another player like everybody else he played against. One of the beautiful parts about Tom Brady playing in New England all of those years in the same system is that he had the comfort level. Whereas, you know, his opponents had to constantly keep new coaches coming in and coordinators coming in and players coming in. You know, Brady didn't have to worry about that. He was able to stay where he was and grow in his system and grow confident. But now you see him in Tampa Bay, and he's not doing quite as well. In fact, it may take him several games, you know, without any preseason this year for them to get on the same page. And it goes right back to Joe Burrow. Welcome to the NFL, brother. You're about to get exposed to what so many other players have been exposed to, have been humbled to. That, yeah, you can be a badass college player, you know, set the world on fire. But when you get to the NFL, you're going to have to take a step back and reassess what you're doing. Because, man, these guys out here are serious business. And if you want to be one of the best of the best of the best, you're going to have to take it to a whole nother level mentally, as well as work with your coaches to develop the type of offense you need to come out there slinging. And it's going to take time. And speaking of time, Tom Brady. Say, brother, I'm sure you're in it for the championships. But more so than anything, you're probably in it for the challenge. And what you signed up for in Tampa Bay in this 2020 COVID-19 season will be one of your greatest challenges ever. I wish you well. You're one of my favorite players. I really want to see you be successful. But for all those Monday morning quarterbacks sitting on their couch or their love chair that like to call plays, say, man, it's complete bullshit if you think that a player is just going to come in and burn the world down in the first season, or a new player can come in and just change up your team's luck. It's not going to happen that way. It's going to take time in the NFL, especially this year. And by the way, watch out for the Washington football team. Those guys' defensive line is ferocious. And with enough gelling, with enough time playing together, that defensive line can do for Washington what the defensive line in San Francisco did for them last year. With a great defensive line that can make up for an okay or spotty offense, with a great defensive line, it can make up for an okay or spotty secondary. With a great defensive line, it can make up for an okay or spotty coaching. So make sure you keep an eye out on Washington. Those guys may be about to turn the corner. Holla. I'm Wild Thang. Thanks for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report. And make sure you check out our sponsors, LiquorLollipops.com, makers of non-alcoholic liquor-flavored lollipops. And check out my latest release, streaming right now. Holla.